We've been putting together this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview.
The future of Appalachia really relies on this entrepreneurial spirit, whether it's social or whether it's business, for it to be successful past the coal era.
University of Kentucky agricultural economist Allison Davis on what needs to happen to move Appalachian Kentucky to Plan B.
We believe that we do not have enough investable, innovation-driven businesses already. We do not have the right matching of capital to the needs of our businesses. And frankly, we don't have communities that are entrepreneur-centric. We still focus a lot of our energies on recruiting firms in, as opposed to thinking about creating a community that supports entrepreneurship and has all of the necessary services to make them successful.
You'll hear about the MIT program Dr. Davis is working with to build community cultures that inspire, support, and sustain entrepreneurship. Brian Mefford's mission is to connect the dots between local brain power and the marketplace.
That's what really commercialization means. It's taking an idea and turning it into a business, a product, or a service that someone somewhere will pay for.
Brian heads the state's Commonwealth Commercialization Center, or C3, which was set up to help startups stand on their own two feet.
We provide them sort of a pathway to success by connecting them with resources that they need, with funding that they need, and just surrounding them with community across Kentucky.
Meanwhile, at Oklahoma State University,
some colleagues and I were essentially dissatisfied with the way that innovation has typically been measured.
Ag economist Brian Whitaker.
So we used a survey that was specifically designed to capture some alternative ways of measuring innovation and found that this new measure really was linked to things like better wages paid, market growth, and even median household income growth in those areas.
Whitaker has developed a rural innovation measurement tool, and we'll hear all about that. Also taking measurements is Scott Collins, founder of the Louisville-based nonprofit Canopy, established to encourage the growth of a new kind of for-profit business in Kentucky.
We're measuring not only profitability, but also measuring the good that we're doing in our neighborhoods and in our communities, and also internally, the good we're doing by treating people well.
You'll meet one of the drivers behind legislation establishing the B Corp in Kentucky.
Companies that are measuring, reporting on a social or environmental good that they're doing. B Corps also have a set of values.
And you'll find out how Scott Collins and Canopy came to our attention. Plus, our Who, What, Where, When, and Why segment hears about a program for would-be entrepreneurs.
This is about a book.
Bobby Clark of the nonprofit Sustainable Business Ventures.
About an African-American in the mid-50s that got tired of picking cotton and started an ice house. He hired his 13-year-old nephew, and the life lessons that he taught his nephew are the core part of this book.
You'll get the details on workshops based on those lessons.
Whether you're interested in starting a business or just learning these lessons that help you in anything you do, we're going to be offering a free training program to help people understand, and we want to establish an entrepreneurial mindset in these rural communities.
It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on WEKU, and on demand on WEKU FM, esweku.com, and on your WEKU mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.